In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. النهارده الكنيسه بتعيد and we are celebrate today also too for a very important day in this day. The day of the institution of the church, the foundation of the church, the core of the church. Everything in the church, we are celebrating today the Eucharist. When Jesus Christ instituted the first things in the church was this one. لما ربنا السيد المسيح جه يأسس الكنيسة أسس أول حاجة فيها this one, this part which is the Eucharist. And he said, I will give you my body to eat. As we said, like all the week, we are working on the same theme, which is the love story on harp strings. إنه قصة الحب العجيب ديت على أوتار الهارب. And as we said before, if I wanted to play the harp, there is a lot of strings. Like there is tons of strings in the harp. زي داود ما كان بيلعب. If I want to play, I can't play on one string. That's why Jesus Christ was playing or was giving the story of love during all the week. كان السيد المسيح كان بيحاول يوصل آخر حاجة في الأسبوع الأخير في الأسبوع الأخير عشان يقول لهم من أنا. كأن واحد مسافر, someone he's already traveling now, and he tried to give us everything that he has to his disciples and all the people. He tried to give everything to him or to them. كان بيحاول إن هو يدي كل ما عنده للتلاميذ بتوعه. فقال لهم, I will give you everything and I will tell you exactly who am I. Starting on Saturday, which is Lazarus Saturday, he said, I am the resurrection. To know in St. John, the Gospel of St. John, there is seven I am. One of them, and he tried to explain to the disciples, بيحاول إن هو يوضح للتلاميذ مين أنا ومن أنا بالضبط. فبدأ من يوم سبت العازر, and he said, I am the resurrection. And the miracle of Jesus Christ to rise Lazarus from the dead, it was an amazing one and a perfect one, and that's why all the Jewish people and the Pharisees wanted to kill him. قدم أول خط أو أول string في قصة الحب, قال أنا هو القيامة والحياة. If anyone wanted to live, wanted to be happy, be with me. Then in the Palm Sunday, he said, I am the good shepherd. I am the good shepherd. If you wanted to follow me, you'll be happy in your life. Whatever you want to do. That's why in Zechariah said, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Proclaim it aloud, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, the king is coming to thee. Just and a savior, he is a meek and riding on a colt of a young foal. ابتهجي جدا يا ابنة صهيون واهتفي يا بنت أورشليم هوذا ملكك يأتي إليك وهو عادل ومنصور وديع وراكب على حمار ورجحش ابن أتان. And exactly like the same as one of the fathers said that the colt or إن هم فكوا الرباط ديت كولد لما فكوا الرباط بتاعه, it's exactly like I wanted to remove the sin from my side. When I come to the church, when I come to the father of confession of King, when I come to attend the liturgy, under the feet of Jesus Christ, I remove where I'm tied by. إن كل المربوط بي ديت أنا عايز أسيبه. عشان كده كان النهاردة اليوم بتاع فك الرباط. بستعجب جدا أن يجي واحد يقول أنا ما تناولتش بقالي كتير. I didn't take the communion from a long time because I didn't confess yet. Okay, come طيب, come حبيبي وروح لأبونا. No, I can't. I will. روح لأبونا قول له, okay, absolve me. Can you give me the communion? Because I'm not worthy to take the communion, but I will confess, for example, after the liturgy. Don't be lazy in that. Because the body of Jesus Christ is exactly like the antibiotic. لو أنا مش قادر أخذ المناولة ما هو ده الأنتيبيوتيك اللي أنا واخده مش قادر أخذ المناولة بتاعتي طب حبيبي إحنا كلنا we are not worthy to take the communion but in front of Jesus Christ I wanted to say to him okay I'm not worthy but you will give it to me because I need it ده الأنتيبيوتيك اللي أنا هاخده عشان أقدر أعيش بيه أنا I have inflammation أنا عندي مشكلة عندي infection والinfection بتاعي ده هو ده السن طب إزاي أحيا أنا من غير المناولة؟ That's why he said that the second string or the second string in the harp on this harp or the whole love story قصة الحب اللي كان بيديها قال طب اتبعوني I am the shepherd ده كان تاني يوم in Palm Sunday on Monday he said I am the true vine St. John Chrysostom said about the fig tree طبعا عارفين on Monday he saw the fig tree And he saw that it's empty. From outside it's clear, Gamila. It's very, very beautiful from outside. It's exactly like when I come to the church and from outside I'm good, I'm praying. But inside my mind, no, I'm not focused with Jesus Christ. أنا جاي الكنيسة بس أنا مش عارف أضبط مخي كل مخي برا. فيك ربنا يقول لك لا, no. I am the true vine. And you are a branch from the true vine. That's why in the St. John Chrysostom said, The fig tree with its broad leaves represents the wide road. Also, it reminds us of the sin which Adam tried to cover with its leaves. You know what happened? When Adam and Eve fell in the sin, they felt naked. حسن هم عريانين فجأة. طب يعملوا إيه؟ يعملوا إيه؟ ملقوش. They didn't find anything unless these leaves of the fig tree. قالوا يخبوا نفسهم. فمن برا هم مستخبيين. Like actually, Jesus Christ, God, he was looking to them from inside. عشان كده لما باجي الكنيسة أنا بقف قدام ربنا من برا لابس كويس. But Jesus Christ, he was looking to my heart inside. That's why I can't hide anything in front of him. I have to be clear. And the first thing to come back to God is only to be clear. تقول له أنا هو أنا عارف خطيتي. From a few days ago, someone came to me and he was confessing and he said, okay, I know exactly what is my sin. And I was listening to him. I didn't talk to him, for example, a long time about what is his sin, what he have to do or not we have to not to do. No, he was looking to me and okay, I know exactly my sin and I know what is exactly the right and wrong. And he told me like, خلاص, I'm repenting. راجل كبير عريض قاعد يعيط قدامه واحنا قاعدين في المسبح طب ليه قال لك انا خلاص انا مش قادر استحمل ده I am the true vine on holy tuesday he said I am the door Jesus Christ went to the temple after he cleaned it and after that he cleaned everything and he tried to teach the people that يقول لهم I am the door عشان كده all the holy week focus on Tuesday sorry only focus on the repentance the bridegroom of our soul and the nature of our relationship with him that's why all the reading remind us about the repentance حبيبي come when to repent بس حط بس نفسك تحت المسيح وقول له مالكش دعوه انا عايزك انت تتصرف That's why on the readings, for example, in the morning and Tuesday, we say in Genesis, we see the flood, the ark, the altar. And will ark, the تنوح, اللي هو فلك نوح كان عبارة عن إيه? The فلك النجاة. The door is here. If I wanted to repent, if I wanted to start my repentance, I have to come to the church and bow and kneel on my knees, and I have to look to Jesus Christ and say, I am a sinner. أنا خاطي. أنا عارف أنا عندي إيه الغلطات بتاعتي. But you have also your job. Look to God and say to Him, like, you have your job to change me. I came to you. This is my job. And I repent now. And your job is to clean my heart. Then on Wednesday, I am the light. And it was clear on Wednesday Because we have two extreme stories. One extreme love and one extreme betrayal. One extreme love when Mary of Bethany, she wash and clean the feet of Jesus Christ. An extreme betrayal of Judas. Mary, she has a light inside her heart. And she saw Jesus Christ. That's why she followed Jesus Christ. And she loved him. In the other hand, Judas. كان في ترنيمة بالعربي بنقول لماذا خنت يا صاحب أو اسمها إيه؟ لماذا جئت يا صاحب لكي تسلمني. بعدين in this hymn or this song, they said that you saw a lot of things in my life. You saw the miracle. You saw how I rose Lazarus. You saw all what I did. You saw that I am Jesus Christ. I am God. I am the Savior. And you betrayed me. ليه حبيبي وفين قلبك؟ قال القلب بقى حجر. بقى أسود. القلب بقى مليان ضلمة. طب ليه؟ Because he has another idol. في عنده كده حاجة اتحطت كده ما بينه وبين ربنا اسمها الفلوس. بيننا وبين ربنا في حاجات كتير. It's not only the money. That's why I have to remind myself, okay, where am I now? I'm thinking about Jesus Christ only, or this is, or his second priority, or the first one. Then, في حاجات تانية أهم من ربنا عندي. I hope to not be like that, because this is a problem that I have to put Jesus Christ in the first, on the top. فعشان كده, on Wednesday, we saw a different two stories, extreme love and extreme betrayal. And finally, for today, the Covenant Thursday, I am the bread of the life. Eucharist. احنا دايما بنقول إفخارستية أو Eucharist. What is the meaning of that? If you go to Greece, Christo. Christo يعني بيقولوا شكرا. سر الشكر. The thanksgiving. And thanksgiving, why I have to thank? Then when Jesus Christ instituted the first Eucharist, he said this is a thanksgiving. Why? And he said like that, and he thanked his Father. He took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to the disciple and said, take it, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink from it of all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many and for remission of sins. I wrote a big part from Saint Cyril. Actually, I was reading today and yesterday, like some homilies from Saint Cyril of Alexandria about the Last Supper. I don't know how we didn't read a lot from our forefathers of the first five centuries. Actually, it's very deep. Maybe you can read if you. لو أنت عايز تقرأ ممكن نقرأ نص صفحة وتفضل تعيده فيها عشان نفهم. We have to understand the meaning of that, but really it is very deep. I read a small part كده وهقولها بالعربي بعد كده. He took the cup and gave thanks and said, طبعا in Ezekiel 37:27, for I will dwell in them, he says, and lead them, and I will be to them a God, and they will shall be to me a people. يعني أنا هو بيقول أنا إيه بيقول أنا هسكن فيهم هكون جواهم, and I will lead them. This is the Ezekiel, okay, 37:27. طب إزاي يا رب هتسكن جواهم؟ Then he said, no, he took a cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it one and another. And he gave it, this is my body, to be inside you. By which is mean he's speaking to God. He's giving thanks. By which is mean he's speaking to God, the Father, in the manner of prayer. He signified to us that he, so to speak, shares and takes part in his good pleasure in granting us the life-giving blessing which was then bestowed upon us. I'm not going to talk more than this. And I'll tell you what it says. He قدم شكر ربنا وقدم احنا كمان بنقدم شكر واحنا بنقول ديت سر الافخارستيه او سر الشكر. نشكر ربنا على إيه؟ We are apart from His body, and we took His body inside us. We thank Him that He gave us the opportunity to talk to Him. Yesterday, yes, yesterday, we read apart from Job. And I said that God, with His passion and compassion, He left the devil to come to Him and talk to Him direct. The devil came to God and said, I wanted to see what exactly Job doing. I wanted to, he's not loving you. Let's do some temptation for him. God, with His compassion, left this devil to talk to him. Exactly, we are not devil. But we are from the clay. إحنا من الطين. وربنا عطانا الحرية دي إن إحنا نقف ونكلمه. عطاهالنا وقال لنا مش بس كده. No, I will give you my body. ده أنا كمان هديكو جسدي أنا يبقى جواكو. You can imagine that we are taking the Jesus Christ inside us. إحنا حواخدينه يعني حاجة كده عادية. I remember again from few months ago. And there is a family. And Abuna Shnuda and myself, we baptized them. And I saw, number one, I saw their face when they came up out from the water. You can imagine like a face like an angel. A face like angel. And I remember their face when they come the first time to take the communion. And in the night, they said to me, are we worthy to take the communion? At the first time that I do, I will take the communion. This is, I have to be ready. How? Tell me, for example, I have to pray all the night. This is what they said. They are not Christian. We have a guarantee. Nehna, we are taking the communion idea every day. But for them, it's totally different. And I saw one of them. He came like he was like a big smile and opened his house like his mouth, and he said like, "I'm really taking this communion now, your body." I looked at him like, oh my God, we're taking everything in guarantee. كل حاجة واخدينها كده بسهولة بس هم لا. I remember another story from 2 years ago. One day there is one man came to me and he told me like that. He told me, I'm out from the church, out of for 17 years ago. He didn't take the communion, he didn't come to the church even for 17 years ago. And after he confessed, I gave him the communion. And we stayed here, okay, after the liturgy. And he tried to explain to me exactly what he has inside his body. يعني هو بيقول لي, there is like worm, like something inside me. I feel like a new blood inside me. He tried to explain to me something I didn't understand. ولا هو عارف يفهمني وانا انا عارف افهم هو بيقول لي بس حاسين ان في حاجه غريبه كانه جوه دخلت جسمه مش فاهمها. هو ده الناس اللي بعيدة عن ربنا لما تيجي ترجع له مرة تانية تحس بيه. This is like a conclusion about what Saint he said. The two stories and what I said. That's why Jesus Christ gave himself a sacrifice. A sacrifice of sin. A sacrifice of thanksgiving too. And we will see tomorrow that is exactly the lamp that I have to give to the Jews. They have to bring the lamp علشان for the slaughter, علشان هما they live a sacrifice, that بالضبط كان Jesus Christ. I give you some examples without blemish. The lamb, in Exodus 12, without blemish, Christ in whom was found no guile or deceit. A young male, Christ was young male. Examined 4 days for the selection on 10th of Nisan. Christ entered Jerusalem on 10th of Nisan and was examined for 4 days by Jews at 4 p.m. Slain in the public, Christ was crucified on a high rock during one of the most crowded times of the year. Roasted on the fire, Christ endured the fire of extreme suffering. None of its bones was to be broken. Christ was crucified without any of these bones being broken. In John 19:36, 3-6. The blood of the lamb was placed on the door post all post for their salvation from the angel of death. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot of God, cleanse your conscience from the dead worked to serve the living God in Hebrews 9:14. Exactly the lamp, exactly the last lamp of Jesus Christ. And I will go fast because there's a lot of, I don't want to go more than that, take time more. What I have to learn from, there's some lessons I have to learn from the Last Supper. Number one is when Jesus Christ washed the feet of the disciples. Number one is humility. If I wanted to come to take the communion, I have to be humble. I have to, as I said before, I have to come to the church, and I have to come to the church not proud of myself or I have a pride inside me. No, I have to only to be humble. I say to God, like, okay, I'm not worthy, but I know that you are my Father and my God. Give me your body. That's why Father had given all things into his hands. Who knew who he was and where he was going? Did John 1, 13:3. Then the first thing, and I have to, when I come to the communion, I have to be humble. I have to know that very well that I'm not worthy to that. But because this is my Father, he gave me this one. That's why I'm here in the church. Number two, Jesus Christ washed the feet of Judas. When I have done to you, you call me Master and Lord, and you shall say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ought also to wash one another's feet. Then exactly, if he washed really the feet of Judas, and he knows very well that he is a betrayer, هو عارف ان هو هيخونه كمان شوية. يعني هو وطلع بعد كده النهارده بالليل هنشوفه في بستان جسيماني وهنشوف في الساعات الاخيره السيد المسيح اتسلم على ايد يهوذا الاسخريوطي. By the way, why Jesus Christ said to the two disciples to go, ده سؤال يعني ليه المسيح he sent two disciples and he sent you will find a man okay with like something like بتاع جرة بتاع like pot of water كويس وروح قولي له انا عايز اقعد في المكان ديت ليه Jesus Christ, why Jesus Christ didn't mention his name Mark and he didn't exactly specify the name and the place. It's only because he knows very well that Judas, at that time, he wants to know exactly where Jesus Christ will go. That's why until now he wanted to do the Last Supper before the betrayal of Judas. عشان كده كان لازم يستنى لغاية آخر لحظة. عشان كده قال في الآخر قال التلاميذ اثنين تلاميذ روحوا هتلاقوا واحد بجرة مية وقولوا له احنا عايزين السيد عايز يقعد في علية عشان ياخد the Last Supper. And what happened? عشان كده Judas ما عرفش المكان. فوجئ بالآخر خالص في المكان. لكن he knew after that, like he knows about the Gethsemane. Then if Jesus Christ washed the feet of Judas and he is a betrayer, how much I have to do for my enemies when I come to the church and take the communion? If I don't like anybody, I have to ask myself in first and ask the others. Myself in first and the others. Okay, we have to forgive each other. And pray. If he's not listening to you, pray. Pray and pray and pray again. And he and God will change the heart. And I believe in that. I will share with you something happened during the last week. I was praying for that God give me like a sign. We spent all the Great Lent praying. And I said to God, like, can you give me like some like a sign that there is something, that there is a people change? And I saw that. The last week only, like a lot of people came and they like, we wanted to change ourselves. How to change? I was looking to God, really, you can change everybody? Yes, I can change. That's why we have to come back to God and let's say, every time you wanted to change yourself or change the others, please go to pray. And another lesson, which is a disciple were willing to look into their own lives for weakness, that I have to look to myself before going to take the communion. And the last thing was the Savior promised to give his disciple the peace. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. لا تضطرب قلوبكم أنتم تؤمنون بالله فأمنوا بي. سلاما أترك لكم، سلامي أنا أعطيكم، ليس كما يعطي العالم أعطيكم أنا. لا تضطرب قلوبكم ولا ترهب. Which is the last lesson. As I said, if the communion is the antibiotic, and give me also the peace inside me. That's why in the monasteries, when they take the communion, direct, immediately, they go outside the church, and every monk go to his cell. They didn't want, or they don't want to talk to anybody. عايزين بس يسكتوا. أخذوا السيد المسيح جواه، مش عايزين يفقدوا النعمة اللي أخذوها، لأنه أخذوا سلام. I wanted to tell you that if just you take the communion, be ready that the devil will be outside. Outside the church, just you take the communion, the devil will be outside the church to take the grace that you delivered, that you have inside you. Take care about that. ما خليش لا فكر يجيلك ولا أي حاجة يكلمك ياخد منك السلام اللي ربنا عطاه لنا. وإلهنا المجد دائما أبديا، أمين.
جسدك ودمك هما لغفران خطايانا وللعهد الجديد الذي أعطيت لتلاميذك. We are made worthy to eat of the tree of life, which is the body of God. His true blood, Jesus, my own, and your name is
Se prosto men crela y son crela y son genomes mi.